Aye. All the old convict ships have all gone as supply transports to the Black Sea. And we've been given these worn-out hulks from the China Run in their place. Broad as dockyard moles.
Then are we not safe? Is there danger?
Helmsman, give her a little port to get her around the point. You hear, man? Port a little.
Aye, aye, sir. Port it is.
Mr. Mate, ease off the sheets and lee braces to windward.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now then, Parson, safe? Aye, well, only because those rogues in the hold have neither the strength nor wit to take advantage. The partitions between the cells are as thin as a wind off the horn, and more weevils in the wood than any purser's biscuit. Now, steady as she goes, helmsman. Steady away.
Aye, aye, sir, steady as she goes.
Strange, though, to find a man of the cloth interested in these matters, Reverend Wilson. Not one of those reformers, are you? Come to spy on us?
Reformer, Captain? Oh, hardly that, sir, I assure you. No, hardly a reformer at all.
And nor was he. For what he really was Jack Prendergast's sometime partner and right-hand man.
Prendergast? I don't think...
Long before our time, Watson. A notorious and vicious criminal of his age who had stolen $250,000, none of which was recovered, but part of which was utilized by this Reverend Wilson to bribe almost all of the crew of the Gloria Scott.
Good God.
Wilson, having come aboard with the right clothes, a set of forged documents, and a box full of money for this purpose, which he used to such effect that in the end it was only the captain, two of the mates, two warders, the doctor and the soldiers that were not in the pay of the mutineers. So, on the surface, they were secure. However,
they suffered a setback.
One of the convicts below became ill and sent for the doctor.
Sick, you say, Parson? Sick?
Indeed, Doctor. A cough, some sweating, cramps.
And that's sick, is it, Parson? Well, sir, for your information, I see no sick men here. I see lazy men, cunning men, malingering men, but no man I would call sick. But I have seen sick men, sir, on the old Hector. Aye, and operated in the cockpit on a table where the stains of the port were indistinguishable from those of the blood.
Oh, really?
Where alongside that same table I've kept buckets of sawdust, into which I have thrown hands, feet, limbs, yards of entrails, while the men to whom they belonged lay in the tears, for leading their lives away from the country. And they, sir, were sick men.
Dear me.
And now, which is the idle rogue you wish me to see?
In here, Doctor.
This man. Well?
It's ague, I think, sir. Perhaps if
you... How dare you, sir, attempt to tell the surgeon his business? There is only one thing I wish to examine here. Your feet. They will tell me more than... Oh, what?
Oh, what's it?
Well, Doctor, a condition you have not come across before?
Indeed. I think I must go to...
Here, let us investigate. Well, well. A strange condition indeed. A loaded pistol. But you'll be used to those from the old Hector, no doubt. Stay where you are, Doctor. There, you. Free Mr. Prendergast first and the others. Prendergast!
Aye!
The captain's cabin first, right?
Aye! The great cabin! And kill anything that gets in our way. From there, we'll secure the ship.
Aye.
Quickly now! Quickly! Quietly there! Wilson, what do you think? Is he in there?
Aye, Jack. But with the door locked, he's heard the shooting.
Clear away. Clear away and leave the stay.
Captain? Captain! It is the Reverend Wilson. The convicts are loose. There's a mutiny. Open up and we will stand together. I have a brace of pistols here. We will hold them off until the soldiers come. Oh, hurry, Captain, hurry! They will be on us any minute! Hurry, man! Two are better than one!
Reverend, thank heaven. Here, let me take one of those.
Aye.
Here, Captain. This one.
Ah! God. Aye, lads, well done. Now then, Armitage, Step lively, ma'am. This is no Mrs. Boarding School. Huh? Broach that locker there. Deeds like ours deserve.